first off, Kevin, just tell me why you decided to run this election.
Yeah, ultimately, I wanted to give people a Christian platform to be able to vote on so that they can have a government that could have some moral basis for openness, transparency, and ultimately freedom. You know, there's even the biblical verse that, you know, it's for freedom's sake that Christ did what he did. So everything I do is ultimately for the freedom's sake. So,
all right, perfect. When you're looking at the constituents or talking to constituents in Parkland County, what are some of the issues that you've heard about so far?
Well, of course, some of the big ones, you know, the topics du jour, which, you know, changes, you know, in the last X amount of months, it's been tariffs. But even over the last few years, of course, it's been inflation. I've been talking, inflation is a hidden tax. And just because inflation happens to occasionally go above 2 or 3%, that's only when people usually start complaining about it. But I've been telling people, inflation, first of all, is the conservatives and the liberals have been inflating and devaluing our money for the last 100 years. And inflation is a hidden tax, and it is not economic growth. When it's phrased as 1.5% or 2% inflation, and we're right on target, Bank of Canada will say that those words, right on target, as if inflation is economic growth. Those are two separate things, and the general populace is being lied to, and they don't know the difference, unfortunately. So if GST was increased every year by 2%, there would be outrage. But that's technically what's happening to the Canadian people. We've been taxed 2% year after year and year. We only notice, most people only complain when it's like above 3%. So inflation is always an ongoing one. That's immigration and how, well, the housing bubble has been, we've been negligent on that for decades. But again, you really only see it when, you know, when there's sometimes double digit increases in rent and things like that. When in reality, immigration numbers have been off for quite a long time. And the fact that we've been punishing businesses by our taxation program, we punish businesses, we punish investment by taxing them. And the CHP's fair tax program is literally untaxing, you know, getting rid of income tax, getting rid of federal, like all the federal taxes, getting rid of capital gains, getting rid of corporate taxes, getting rid of payroll taxes, so that you untax all savings and all investment, and that brings true economic growth and allows you to actually have true housing starts and businesses starting homes and people buying and purchasing and building homes, and it has nothing to do with government programs.
Okay. Perfect. So then I guess I'll just kind of ask you, if people are in their voting booth and they see your name, why should they put an X beside your name?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Well, a variety of reasons. Again, it is a proven platform. I say it's been a proven platform. Our platform's been proven to work for thousands of years. None of the other parties can offer that. 'Cause biblical principles, when you follow biblical principles, you don't go into debt. You don't, you get your families, don't fall apart. You have the best economics in terms of business ownership and business management. As an owner, if you follow business, biblical principles, you'll be an amazing owner. If you're an employee, and you follow biblical principles, you know, and example those, you'll be an amazing employee. So relationships grow, economics grows, and at the same time, then there are some of the well-known topics that, you know, Christian or religious groups are known for, including abortion, and we're the only party that defends life, innocent human life, from conception to grave, where none of the other parties defend innocent human life, which is unfortunate. So just one topic alone, like, we're not a one topic party by any means, but that typically, that just defending innocent life is a very easy separator of us versus all the other parties. So in addition to the best economic tax plan, the best home plan, the best tariff plan, heck, even our tax plan's the best economic plan when it comes to environmentalism. Sometimes conservatives get, we definitely think, CO2 is a plant food, and the Lord made the world to use it very efficiently, and plants need it. It's not a punishable, taxable, gas, as it were, or scary word that others have made it out to be. So those are some of the big issues right there. So.